You are now checked in to Stand Up New York Labs. Oh, yeah.
It's time for the End of Conversation podcast with Funny Man Damian Lemon, Crazy East Dominican, you know, Vladimir, come on, yo. My cool man from the county of Dade, Ali Muhammad.
Yeah, we are back. Yeah, in the conversation with Damian Lemon on my right hand side.
El comandante Vladimir Camaño.
All right, on the left hand side.
And it's Ali Muhammad.
Ali back, huh?
Ali is back in the building.
You know.
Good to see you, Ali. It's
going up. I'm on a Tuesday.
There you go. How was that Thanksgiving, man? I feel like we got to hit you with retro questions.
You had that
throwback questions.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving was great, man.
We thought something happened. Like something happened with Thanksgiving, you couldn't make it. You know, we thought something went down at the turkey table.
I had a commitment to my son that I would be at his first basketball game. First high school basketball game.
You can't hate on that, D.
So,
black know. Fathers.
Can't hate on that.
You know, yo.
What am I supposed to say to that?
You got to let it shine.
Got to let it shine.
I had to show up, you know. It was a good deal, man.
Black
he did his thing.
Now, yo, they got a Twitter handle called Black Fathers.
Really?
I saw some lonely woman retweet about seven posts.
You said lonely woman?
I was on there one time.
I'm sure you probably was. They commitment porn.
They stole.
He's a contributor.
They stole a picture of mine of me and my pops when he had on that that leopard shirt.
Listen,
when I was a baby.
It ain't stealing if he was there. That's their legal response. Black fathers. Yo, but
shout
now
out to Black Fathers.
Shout out to Black Fathers, yeah, but that's how dope it is. They got their old Twitter handle.
And
they got Instagram. That's where I saw them first.
Oh yeah, I just saw it on the I saw it on the
It's plural Black Fathers, right?
I guess.
Yeah, come on now. It's Black Fathers.
Making sure.
Yeah, exactly.
Inspire. Something.
Nah, but that's dope, man. You were there for your son's first basketball game. High school basketball.
First high school basketball game.
Did he get any play time?
Yeah, he started. He was
Well,
you know, you're a freshman squad, so he's one of the new
phenoms?
School. Nah, I can't say phenom. He working, man. The man is diligent on the court.
Okay. Yo, well, gas him.
I don't
like
want to gas him.
I like this.
I don't want to gas him, but you know what I'm saying? It's a phenom is a thing where it's a whole culture that go with that. It ain't just, you know, skills. It's a culture.
Yeah.
How many points did he score?
First game he had like 10 points.
Oh, it's a couple games.
Yeah, so second game was Friday.
Uh-oh.
So I went to the game. Second game, his attitude wasn't right for that particular game. I had to straighten him out.
Dang.
You know what I'm saying? Let him know where the importance lies in this whole thing.
Pops talk.
Black fathers.
I had to straighten him out.
What position does he play?
He's playing a big man position right now, center. Not sure how long that'll last
as
he gets older.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But he's, you know, 6'4" and a half, almost 6'5" right now.
Damn.
So in ninth grade, you know, that's a big man.
So he's taller than you.
Yeah, you've been taller than me.
Some interesting discipline conversations that we had in the house.
You look down at me when I'm talking to you.
I was always taller than my pops, you know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. So, I mean, you know, when it comes to discipline, size don't matter. Your grandma gets you in check, you know what I'm saying? My grandma's about 5'1".
That's what you got to lead in, be like, I'm dead ass serious. It'll happen out here.
I'm father.
Exactly. You don't know me like that.
Dade County. Miami.
Nah,
Miami.
I think the discipline has evolved since we was growing up.
Oh, all right, well, that's cool. It's more conversational.
I don't think it evolved because my pops used the Jedi mind tricks and psych games on you. But you know what I'm saying? When it can't be physical, it got to be, you know, intellectual.
Yeah.
And you know, good. you gotta take him to the threshold.
Do you ever hit him in the pockets?
What you
like
mean?
If you don't do X, I'm gonna cut your money.
I mean, you could do that. That don't last though.
Give him the embargo.
Yeah, the embargoes, they only last but so long. You know what I mean? Because then they just learn to do without.
Gotcha.
So you just got to make him want to be right. You know what I mean? That's all.
You gotta
put him in a position where he wants to do the right thing, and that's what you try to do.
That's what's up.
So what did you tell him at the game that he said he was slipping? What did you say to him that he was?
I just told him that, because it was a ref that he has pretty much had some history with in the AAU tournaments and stuff.
This
particular ref, you know what I'm saying, he anytime that ref is reffing, he's almost fouling out. So if you go game one, he got 0 fouls, and then game two, he got 4 fouls on the verge of, you know what I'm saying, fouling out. You know, this particular ref, the way he refs is not conducive to my son's style of play.
Is it just your son catching these calls, or is it everybody? Is he a stricter ref?
This particular ref, you know, he definitely blows that whistle. If he don't know how to do nothing else, he know how to blow that whistle.
That
whistle is blown.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But he does have a particular affinity for big men.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, a lot of the calls he makes are definitely down low most of the times on the big man. What the fuck is wrong with y'all, man?
I'm trying to keep it in check, man. I'm trying to keep it in check. He likes the big boys down low. He likes the big boys down low.
It was a pause.
Oh, man.
Blast whistle heavy, right? And it was like, you got to understand, Cass.
Immaturity.com.
Immature sometimes.
I'm sorry, Ali.
I had a conversation all day,
I'm sorry. The early 90s came out of me.
That shit was hilarious because I looked over at you and he said, never mind, man.
In the conversation, outtakes.
Listen, that was terrible, but I understand. So the guy.
All right, man. You know, it is what it is, man. We good.
Yeah,
man. We had the conversation and he tightened up. Okay.
Well, there you go.
So you kind of made it mindful about the ref. Like, hey, be
not the ref. Not even. It ain't about the ref. It's about him. Mindful of why he's there. Mindful of his goals. You know what I mean?
What I want to say, though, what you told me, which I thought was a really dope point that you made, because he was taping the basketball game.
Are you taping the game?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because he selling the game at the barbershop. He was taping the game to look at the footage, you know, but just to tape the game. It's a sudden, right. You know what I mean? But what he did after there was an incident with a bird, right? But what he did was he watched the footage with his son, and he pointed. This was a cool point. He was like, look at all these people on the tape that you can see.
That's
all
looking
these
at
people
you.
Are looking at you, and you don't know who any of these people are. So you got to watch what you do.
And stay cognizant of why we here.
That was a teachable moment.
Was that moment tape when you had that conversation with him?
No.
Damn.
Man.
This ain't reality TV.
Shout out to Black Fathers, man. That's real talk, man. You need that. That one too.
You do need that guidance, that mentorship,
man.
But this is, I mean, that kind of footage is gonna be amazing when he gets older. You know what I mean? Just to look back and
I think so.
Yeah, there you go. I guess.
What's up? Does he play in any of the summer leagues like the Rucker or EBC?
I mean,
and all that?
AAU squad has their own schedule. He'll have to. He'll probably be on the new squad this year because the squad he was on for AAU don't have a high school squad. So, looking at a couple of squads now. So, we'll see what's up. But definitely AAU circuit is big in the summer. And as you get older, it gets more and more crucial to the system and the culture. And as, you know, like I said, with the phenoms and all that, that's how these phenoms come to be. You know what I'm saying? The AAU circuits and the, you know, the summer leagues and stuff like that.
Damn, that shit, you know, because there's so much into that.
Did you grow up around basketball, D? Like, when you were coming up, was that part of your, like, because for me, it was huge. Like,
well, my brother was, like, a two-star athlete. He was a beast, my stepbrother. He was a beast. So we used to go to the games. He used to get busy. I was never good at ball. You know what I mean? Like, I would look like it from afar. Oh, shit. Yo, you want to play? And then it would be revealed immediately that I wasn't what it could or should have been. My handle was always terrible. You know what I'm saying? And I think, honestly, I got frustrated with the game before I even really gave it a shot. Like, I wasn't immediately good at that shit. And it was glaring And I ain't like not being good. So I said, fuck it. I'm going to just be over here doing some other shit. I did other shit, like be funny off to the side and whatever.
Jokes
and crack
shit.
Jokes and shit, you know.
Yeah, I'm pay money to see DP.
You used to play ball, though, right?
Yeah, I was good, man. I was pretty good.
What was your position?
Point guard. You see my height, Ali. Come on now. You know I didn't play.
I mean, you could have been in a league where it was little people.
I know, right? To get the advantage.
Were you nice to the point where you thought you could go D1?
Nah, I kind of always knew that I wasn't. I remember I went to Wesleyan, mm-hmm. and I was trying out for the varsity team. And one of the dudes on the team, one of the stars of the team, he was about 6'6". Mm-hmm. And he hit me with a pick.
Dropped you.
I felt that stone structure. Uh-huh. I literally got up and I was like, I got to find something else to focus on. These next couple years, because I'm not getting by that pick.
I'm going to be off to the side telling jokes.
What about you? Play ball?
Play football most of my life. In Miami, football culture. But
wide receiver, tight end, what was you?
Tight end, wide receiver, defensive end, you know.
You were nice?
I mean, I can't remember. I was nice.
Niggas can't remember
when they're not nice.
I'm gonna tell you, fam. I'm gonna tell you like this, man. I got real distracted, man.
Not good when they comment on their personality. Like, how was Ali the football player? He was a good dude, man. He was straight up.
Honest.
The thing about it was, football was so serious in Miami that, you know what I'm saying? If you played in the games, you know what I'm saying, you had to be a certain caliber just to play, you know what I mean? But it was the 80s, and I got real distracted by just culture, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I would rather be in the streets than being coached.
Yeah.
And it was one of these hot days in the summer where you're doing 2 days, and the coach was riding alongside us as we ran on a bike.
Oh, that's terrible. Was he smoking a cigarette while he did that?
And he was telling us, y'all gonna run till I get tired. And I decided right then and there that, you know what, man, I got some better shit I could be doing with my time out here in these Miami streets. So it just, I lost interest, you know what I mean? As I got older, I lost interest, and it was more interesting to just be out doing things.
Yeah, I hear that shit.
So you were a decent player? You never
answered.
Question was never answered.
I never, like D, I ain't never give it a chance to be nice. I never considered it. It wasn't like football was just every day for us. You know what I'm saying? So you ain't consider until you got to the high school and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? It was just something you did every day. Even just what we did that shit every day. Every single day. That's what we did, play football. So, like I said, man, I lost interest. So I stopped tracking it because I didn't care. You know what I mean? It didn't matter nothing to me. Nobody never came to my game and no shit like that. So
that's real.
You know what I'm saying? So it wasn't like I was disappointing no motherfucking body.
So,
I just,
so is that why you pointed out in your son's game, everybody watching him? You like, you see all these people here? I didn't have none of them.
No, I ain't got none of
them. None of those people in my game.
See this?
Nah, those people, I'm there to watch him. I ain't talking about those people. Yeah, those people was at our games. Our games was crowded. I played for Scott Park. You know what I'm saying? Which was a big deal. But that what I'm telling you is that with my son and stuff, I'm there. You know what I mean? I'm not telling him that because nobody came to my game. I'm telling him that because I'm here and this is what I see.
Right.
Because I am at the game, I can see this with my own eyes. And I know what's important. I know what's important in life. You know what I'm saying? Because it's going to be a time where he can't play basketball. Whether that's in college, after the pros, whatever. It's going to be a time where you got to do life. And you got to know how to do life.
I'm so jealous right now. Are your services available outside of your son? Because I may need to.
I don't know what you're talking about, man.
On some dad services.
Nah, I'm just shit. Look at this.
He's going to put up, he gonna put up the Black Father site.
He put the Black Father in a couple pictures.
Black Father, I just saw it. Black Fathers. You know what I mean? Coming on BET 2017. Black, I'm gonna tell you, man. Like my pops wasn't there. You know what I mean? My stepfather was. He stepped in. You know what I mean? But I was probably a dickhead in retrospect. You know, it was an interesting relationship. It was a stepfather relationship. It's like, you know, the stepfathers are like the Spurs. You know what I mean? Like, you know, they do the job.
But the Spurs.
They ain't not celebrated. You understand? So anyway, I was at
sorry to cut you off, D.
But hold on, hold on. I was when I was in San Diego, I went to go eat some crab, right? You know, that's my thing. And which y'all might not know is I'm allergic to crabs. I think y'all know that too. And I still go. I take some Loratadine. So I might die face down in a platter of snow crab legs. Crabs. Exactly. But I was in San Diego and I was eating some crab and I was dolo and shit. And I was about ready to be gone. And then it was like a black father and son moment, right? Now the son had to be probably like 17, you know what I mean? Like almost through high school, and the father looked like he was about 40. So you're still like a young father and shit, you know what I mean? And you could see they was having a moment. And I watched that shit like a television show, nigga, because I ain't have a whole lot of moment. I was watching that shit. I was prepared to leave, but I was like, oh, damn, we got an episode of Black Fathers live here in the crab spot. Let me tune in. I couldn't hear it all, but it looked good. It looked from by the body language. He looked supportive. You know what I'm saying? Like, he looked like the son looked like he could count on him and shit.
Receptive to the message.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, it looked like he was attentive to the word. He was like, he trusted what his father was saying. It wasn't a disciplinary episode. It wasn't no disobedience in this arc.
Right.
You know it's a visceral thing. They want to ask you a question. When you saw him, was it a double take? Like, you kind of saw most and you look back like, oh, and your back of your brain was like, this is important.
Nah, I know Black Fathers is out there, especially now, you know, as evidenced by the Twitter account. But I know that they out there. I've seen it. It wasn't in my life. But what I'm saying is, so I didn't do a double take. I was like, you know how you scrolling through your television shows and you step up, you stumble upon a show that you've heard about. You know what I mean? You're like, okay, I heard about these black fathers. Let me tune in.
Like National Geographic.
Yeah. You know what I mean? You watch it and like at the commercial, you realize, okay, I can't wait till this come back on. I'm really going to watch the rest of this show. And you set your DVR. You say, you know, I want to see
some black fathers.
Yeah, some more of what Black Fathers got to offer. This is what's up. So shout out to all the Black Fathers in the conversation.
That is hilarious.
You are appreciated.
What I was going to say was that Black Fathers has...
Black mothers, too. You know, black, y'all always, you know, y'all get love.
Black Fathers has 3,381 followers. Oh. And World Star Hip Hop has 707,000.
There you go. Amen.
Shout out to the Black Fathers, though. I'm gonna follow them right now, as a matter of fact.
All right, then. We did a whole lot on.
I mean, I'm trying to tell you.
That's good, man. That's good. We needed to have that moment, man. Cause did y'all protest? Did you go out to protest?
My wife did. I was home with the kids.
Okay. I like that. What about yourself?
Nah.
I didn't go either. I felt myself, I'm gonna be honest with you, I felt myself like, damn, dog, I should have went. Like, I saw.
It ain't over?
It's good. I'm going to go to whatever, but I'm just saying, like, I had.
Still time?
Nah, that's
it ain't
yeah.
over until the mission is done, man. It ain't over.
Nah, that's true. But, because I had it, like, and I don't want to be insensitive. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're going to talk about.
This is good, though. This is good. This is
yeah,
good.
Yeah, where you have to preface it with that. Nah, when I saw, because I was like many people, you feel so frustrated that you like, man, fuck it, I ain't gonna do that shit. Cause you so used to nobody doing shit. And then you realize you that nigga that ain't doing shit. Like you look at that, you see all the news, you're like, okay, they say they protested. First you see it in there, but then it immediately was in New York.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't just one day. It was like, you missed the it was another one over here. Mm-hmm. Then you missed that one. Then it was people that I know personally. And they was going to protest. I'm looking at their Instagram like, damn, all right, shit. I started getting protest FOMO. You know what I mean? Like, damn, maybe I missed some shit. I need to be in these fucking streets. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to get out there. But what I thought about, now this is the shit. How many dudes is hollering at protests?
I mean.
There's a lot of, and I don't want to make it like hollering. I don't want to make it sound too aggressive. There's some love blossoming
there's plenty of people that, you know, this story is about people who met in the 60s protests, you know what I'm saying?
Still together
they
out there,
you know what I'm saying? I mean, that's inevitable when you get, you know, when you get males and females together. I mean,
passionate
any,
about it.
Passionate. In any
common
place.
Common enemy.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Doing yeah. right.
Hey, man.
Medallions everywhere.
You get those two things together, and shit, it's only natural that that's gonna happen.
Yeah.
You know.
I think the angle is so funny. That's a.
I'm sure it's somebody.
That angle is so hilarious.
I'm sure it's a dude that was dead ass in earnest. You know what I mean? Fuck the police. No justice. No peace. Dead ass in earnest. You know what I mean? Came back home, like, seen his what? Homeboy that didn't go protest. His homeboy was like, "Yo, so you went protesting, man? What was popping out there?" He was like, "My man,
listen,
you." Yo, you need to stay out there, B. You need to come with me next time, dead ass.
You know, you got those cats that do all of the righteous moments to, you know what I'm saying? It's that righteous pimping, you know what I mean?
Well, you
know
what I mean? Make sure your sign is official. Hey, look at your sign.
I remember D used
make
to
sure
say,
your sign ain't no bullshit. Think about it. It's like a great tweet.
I remember you used to say that people before the Barack, when Barack first was campaigning, people go get shape ups before they went out to the campaign.
Because it was popping. That's the thing. Motherfuckers respond. Everybody, not just our community, but people respond to, like, you know, like you respond to a line, you respond to a response. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot more sheep than there are people that are like going out there first. You know what I'm saying? So if you out in the world and you're like, oh shit, I guess this is the thing to do. You know what I mean? Again,
Friday night.
Yeah.
The other thing too is that I think a lot of people were talking about is how the protests were going down. Like, they were stopping stuff that regular people need. The West Side Highway.
Not the hospital.
Nah, but like, if I'm coming home, I'm a blue-collar guy.
Black people need life.
I'm not. Don't make me out to be about the damn. Put me on the spot. You rape black people? All right, Kanye.
They need the West Side Highway.
Black Lives Matter.
No. He said, don't make me out to be
I don't got a blue and blue. I'm not a cop. I got you in a chokehold, Ali.
We all about solidarity here in the conversation.
No, Ali,
I'm just saying, man.
No, Black Lives Matter.
They do, man.
Listen. You know what? You
got me
looking.
Going, man.
You got me looking crazy right now. Know what I'm saying?
Nah, man, make your point, man. I was just responding. It was a visceral response in your words.
I was expressing sentiments that I heard shared from other people as well. Like, say if I'm a dude, I'm a family man, I work sanitation, I'm a person of color, I'm trying to get home, see my kids. You know what I'm saying? West Side Highway's blocked. Now I got to wait. You know.
You inconvenience. But at that point, what happens is you go carry that inconvenience home to wherever you going, and in that story, the story is spread. You know what I'm saying? Well, what was they out there for? Well, they was out there because of the such and such, da 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 da. Oh, right. Well, that is kind of fucked up. You right. You know
and
what I'm
the
saying?
Other piece is the cops are getting massive overtime over this.
That's okay.
They're getting paid.
They deserve it. Go work for it.
So.
There ain't no hard work right now. They ain't tearing up nothing. It's peaceful.
Yeah.
So, you know, it ain't hard work. That's
the
job
expressed
they
by Vlad, not got. Necessarily express my. What's the disclaimer?
I mean, you know, listen. The disclaimer is the Lord know my heart.
The Lord know my heart, Ali.
That's the ultimate disclaimer.
The Lord know my heart.
You know what I mean? Anyway, man. Nah, man.
I wasn't saying you. I was just. I just had a response to what you were saying. That, you know, people were inconvenienced. And it's people that, you know.
I feel like I'm going to just start talking. He's going to cut me off intermittently. Black Lives Matter. I'm like, Ali.
Nah, that ain't how I did it, man. It was a specific response to a specific statement. That's it, man. I ain't got to drag it on.
Y'all ready for top five?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, hell yeah. Transitions by Damian Lillard. Segways.
Black movies matter.
Black movies matter. The Lord know my heart.
Nah, especially since what they got that Exodus movie, which has no black people in the whole shit.
We ain't talking about that.
Well, this is my thing. This is what I was saying. I feel like that's how you can make your voice known.
This is Egypt.
By going.
Man, we not talking about that.
But see, but that's how I feel like those people that feel a way about this, in protest, in a way to kind of show that there is money and there's value.
Yeah.
Make top five number one at that bitch. So exactly. Then it'd be like, wow. You know what I mean? Wow. Oh, shit. Black money
matters
too.
Black money matters too.
They know that.
I like that. I'm excited for top five.
I think it's going to be a good one, man. I think it's going to, you know. I'm excited. I think
Brian Regan's in the movie.
Yeah, I saw. He's in the trailer.
I'm a huge fan of that dude.
That's what's up. There's a lot of good comedians in there.
Brian, he plays like the little radio dude, and he tells Chris to stank, put some stank on it.
But who is Brian Regan? Tell him who is and why you're a huge fan.
He's a stand-up. He's like strictly stand-up, and the dude has a huge following. Doesn't do TV. Doesn't, you know, he's you really strictly stand-up, and he's built a huge career. He sells out everywhere. Just a funny dude.
Nice.
Funny dude.
But I think it's kind of dope. What one reason I'm excited about the movie, just for the fact that looks like it's a good movie. You know, the critics are saying this is the shit. You know, this is his movie.
This is the critics.
The critics is like, this is his movie, right?
Who the fuck is the critics?
The critics, you know, the people. we the critics on some level. You know what I mean?
There they go, right there. The critics. They go.
What you think? Yeah, it was regular. You know what I mean?
Regular.
Nah, I think this shit is dope. I mean, there's so many comics in the movie, and then it's talking about, you know, that. It's tackling black fame, which is going to be hilarious, which is definitely something that's got its own cachet to it. You know what I mean? I'm curious to see that. But above all, man, this Chris Rock press run has been phenomenal.
Yes, man.
He has a new interview every other day.
It's like a new hour.
Yeah, every other day.
But he's spitting hot fire in every one.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, this shit is crazy. It's like,
every interview, he give you something to leave with. You know what I mean? Whether it's social, whether it's like the last one I read, I do my Sunday Barnes and Nobles run. He got I think it's Time Out New York. In the article in there, he was saying how, you know, he was set up to do. They was asking him about a tour, I think with Dave Chappelle or something that didn't happen.
Yeah,
and then he said, you know, sometimes you just gotta. I decided, you know, I only have like 900 days before my daughter doesn't want to be hanging out with me anymore. I think I want to make the most of those 900 days, you know?
Black fathers.
And, yeah, this is a black father moment. I appreciated that because, you know, with my son, you know, he in high school, like, the countdown is on.
I think that's part of his charm in the way that he can always break shit down like a very distilled manner. Like, that was damn near metrics. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got 900 days. Listen, so I might have X amount of days in life.
Right.
But I know for sure I got 900 to where my daughter feel like I'm cool. So let me maximize on these days. That's just, that's the beauty of it. Like, he'll say shit like that. I remember he said, they were talking about black men being endangered species, right? And he was like, nah, it's worse than being endangered species because endangered species, at least the law protects them.
That's hilarious.
Some shit like that. I was like,
that's,
you know,
hilarious.
This is so many gems. And it's, you know, it's kind of refreshing to see, you know, like, there should, you know, not to say that the funny is first and foremost, but when there's some food for thought in the funny, it just makes the meal a little bit more fulfilling. I'm fucking with it.
He's very skilled at finding an angle that you wouldn't think about.
Always. That's shit. Like, wow, okay, that's funny.
And I think that's why stand up is so good, because you'll come up with an angle on a joke that you wouldn't even think about. You're like, I can't believe he took it from that side of the topic.
Yeah.
Right. I think he in a good space, a zone with it, you know what I mean? And he also feels that sense of urgency behind it. Even though the critics are saying this and that, you know what I'm saying? The way he playing it, maybe he might feel like the critics, like, oh shit, we about to get it this time. But the way that he's playing it is like, yo, it's almost like, yo, this shit got to work, man.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You got to sell it.
And it ain't that, you know, I'm going to be broke if it don't work, and I ain't going to work if it don't work. But, you know what I'm saying? I need it to work.
Yeah, he said they don't pay you to make movies, they pay you to sell movies. And we need people to show up, you know what I'm saying? Like, well, what I like about it, again, like, another thing is that I like the fact that if we're talking about black celebrity, right? Sometimes, especially if our generation, and, you know, he's a little older than, but of our generation, typically, it's always been to be young and hot. You know what I mean?
Right.
He's kind of aged into the point to where he's an elder in the game, and he holds that position, like, gracefully in a way, like, where he dropping gems. He's saying shit that is informative. I was watching the Breakfast Club interview, and they were talking about, you know, you're away when you're doing this and that. He was like, you know, it was talking about how when he's writing a movie, that shit is what you would consider nerd work. He was like, a lot of people want to be in front of the camera. Yeah. He was like, but when you trying to sell a movie or write a movie, it's nothing really glamorous about that. It's about getting that job done. And this is what it all manifests itself into, a movie that people are going crazy for. And hopefully it affects culture. But the fact of the matter is, everything you do in entertainment don't always gotta have niggas popping bottles. And you know what I'm saying? Like, there is many dimensions to it. And I thought that was dope. I thought the fact that, you know, you also shine light on not just the product, but the work that it took. And that shit is, that's what's really inspiring, because it make you say, okay, let me get my shit together. Let me get start to work. Producing in this
do
bitch.
Do some nerd work.
Yeah,
this
yeah,
bitch.
And Chris is just so accomplished, man. Just huge body of work at this point. The TV show and the, you know, the Chris, yeah, the Chris Rock show, you had the sitcom, the stand up. I mean,
everybody hates Chris, CB4.
Yeah.
He's a beast.
I think I love my wife. That shit was hilarious.
I enjoyed that movie.
Yeah, that shit
I enjoyed
good.
That one.
Anyway.
But it's dropping this Friday, so I'm checking it out.
Yeah.
And it's good to see Cassie put on. Like, I'm a huge fan of Cedric the Entertainer.
Black comedians matter, man.
They do. No, but Chris made that point in one of the interviews. Like, who's gonna put us on?
Yeah, he's supposed.
He said that. Who's gonna put us on?
But that's the game. I forget who said that, but they said, yo, when you get a job, your job is to get somebody else a job. You know what I'm saying? Like. Mm-hmm. You know, obviously somebody that's working towards getting a job. Don't just be trying to put niggas on that don't appreciate.
Yeah, look like you got talent.
You know what I mean? But you know, sometimes you got to let a motherfucker, like, you can't care more than another motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? If I'm trying my hardest and you just don't give a fuck, well, I'm going to have to keep moving. Well,
because Eddie put him on, right?
I mean, I guess. He helped out. He definitely helped out. You know what I mean?
He put him on.
Yeah. He put him in position.
That was in one of the articles. He was saying that, you know. Eddie, in this run, this particular run.
It was in the Hollywood Reporter one, right?
Yeah, he was like, Eddie didn't have to put him in position. Beverly Hills Cops 2, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He didn't have to do that, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So, that's right, because he played the little parking lot attendant in Beverly Hills Cop.
Right. He played in Boomerang.
Yeah.
And he was saying, in another one, he was saying, somebody came up to him, it's like, man, it's like Boomerang, except for you own the company now.
Hilarious. Yeah. Boomerang was the shit. A lot of people, Boomerang is one classic. Of the reasons that I classic. Even went into advertising.
Classic.
Boomerang is the shit. The
Marcus
dog.
Graham.
Hell yeah.
You got to coordinate.
Yeah. Boomerang was that shit, dog. He was getting money.
Martin Lawrence.
You know, I love to see motherfuckers getting money.
Success, like a all black success
hell
story.
Yeah, that shit was looking like from fucking the, Motown.
From the CEO to the mailroom.
Oh man.
Martin was in that too, right? Martin.
Yeah, Martin was shining in that shit.
Sean Witherspoon.
Yeah, fucking a lot of people. Halle Berry with the Halle Berry. Vintage Halle Berry.
Oh, that's right. That's when Halle, yeah.
Pre-explosion Halle.
What explosion?
Blow up.
Oh, before she blew up. Okay, I thought some shit happened to her.
Was she in a fire?
Nah, a lot of wild shit didn't happen to her. You know.
I mean, yeah. I mean,
yeah,
we ain't gonna speak on
nah, that. Nah, we won't. Oh shit, this is a hell of an episode, though.
It's one of the best.
You know what I mean? Shit, it is what it is. We got a lot of love on the last one, though, so maybe it was one we.
The one I want to hear.
Yeah. A lot of people was like, yo, what's up, man?
Bunch I got momentum without that Muhammad cat. Talking all that black fatherhood.
Nobody would have heard all that shit. Man.
All that positivity.
Nah, man. We come on, man.
Now we talked about the sneaker game, and
yeah, I heard. I listened to it, man.
Yeah.
And somebody made a comment about, because I got the black Air Maxes, and some dude was like, "Those are security guard sneakers."
Where they make that at? On SoundCloud?
On Twitter. It's on Twitter.
Oh, I ain't see that shit.
He said he got security guard sneakers.
Now, the ACG is the security guard sneaker, though.
Hood mailmen.
Hood mailmen
are good for ACG boot, dog.
That's when you got to win.
When you got to right rain, see the snow, ACG boot.
ACG, they mean it.
ACG boots was on point.
I got me through a few seasons.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Hey, I got my steel for the work around the house in the yard in the winter.
Nigga, they outlasted their heat. Like, remember they used to be hot and then they got corny a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And you're looking at a good, durable boot. You know what I'm saying? But I don't know if I'm out.
And them joints, nah, you probably can't bring them out right now.
Yeah.
But the most them joints,
I got them right now.
They made them too good. They made them too good, man. Because they don't break down.
You could just get back. That's like a phone posit.
You said you can't
break them.
Oh, you can't break them. They said you can't bring them out right now.
I mean, you're not and think you're stylish. You
well, he got them on right now.
Because I got them on right now. I said, Ali, what are you saying about me?
The mailman shoe.
Black people utility shoe.
Damn, dog. Look at me looking like I'm a mechanic or something.
You take that shit to the trail, man.
This is what you
got on this. I mean, they work.
Just walking around fixing stuff. You just.
Like you have a whole bunch of
plaster.
Ask him; he can help.
He can help.
You got a whole bunch of keys hanging off your belt.
Oh man, I'm becoming my father. Is that what you're saying?
You got a pension. Hey,
you said it.
Yeah, I'm good for
ACG. Come with a pension.
Oh man,
ACG is
matter. This shoe has benefits.
Shit!
I'm good. Yeah, man. I got my ACGs on right now because it's raining.
That's a good rain boot, man.
It's a hell of a ring.
A good rain boot, mom.
So, yo, real quick, yo, what's up with this? What's up with this situation? I need clarity on it because I'm not screwing it. But I keep hearing. I quickly glance on Twitter that apparently Diddy punched Drake. Is that?
That's the speculation.
Some speculation that Diddy might have laid hands on Drake.
Yeah,
but he just released a statement talking about we need positive. Didn't he put something like we need positive black?
That ain't got nothing to do with when somebody in your face disrespecting you.
Yeah, I guess you got.
I don't even know what the situation is. I just heard there was some tweets from the scene, but nobody is confirmed. So I'm gonna keep. I'm gonna unless y'all want to open it up to
speculation.
I mean, we can't speculate what happened. I don't know what happened, but you know,
there was this speculation that it was about Cassie. Because now, at the same time, they were saying that...
Well, those got squashed, didn't they? What they squashed those speculations.
Oh, did they?
Yeah,
oh,
I mean, all right, my bad. It was more about some type of song that Drake is running with that he don't have the rights to or something like that.
Oh, okay. That's new speculation. I didn't get that
across. That's a new speculation.
Okay.
The speculation that he owed Diddy money. Like, he bought him a couple of things at the bar and Drake just walked out. Couple dollars.
No, we get that.
When you heard that,
so you don't think that was good for a second?
I heard that.
Give me my $10. Two rich dudes fighting over $10. I think it's hilarious. Anyway,
you know, I mean, it don't be the money. And when anybody starts fighting, it's the disrespect that come with it. That's how.
Especially when you get older, because you like you. There's a few filters. When you young, you just swing on a nigga immediately. You got to swing before you get swung on. When you older, you might even chop it up with your homeboy. You might let it diffuse for a second. You might go to the bar, go holler at your man. Like, yo, man, let me ask you a question.
Did this man just try me?
Because I felt like a nigga just tried to. I think he think it can't happen.
I don't think he tried you, Puff. I don't think he tried you.
I think
he might have tried me, man.
All I'm saying is just pay attention to how the conversation goes. Pay attention to that motherfucker's tone, all right?
Yeah, and then Drake got a tone for you.
Mm-hmm. He got some slick lines.
Drake got a tone.
Yeah, say some slick shit.
He know he feel like he the hot boy right now. Yeah, hey, I can see it happening.
Yeah.
I can see some slick talk coming out.
Humble. You know,
man, we from the sex.
Nigga, what?
And you know, Puff.
Puff
been around a minute, man. A
couple shootouts.
Yeah, man.
He done been around. He don't take too kindly to the disrespect.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Speaking of interesting things going on, did y'all see LeBron James take a picture with Kate Middleton?
Yeah. But you know what I'm saying? They had a problem with it.
Why?
LeBron was hugging Kate Middleton, and you know, the royal protocol is you're not supposed to hug on, a man ain't supposed to hug on you ain't supposed to hug on a royal or whatever.
It's King James.
Exactly. He King James. Y'all in Brooklyn. Y'all on fucking Flatbush and Atlantic Avenue.
Nobody know you.
Over here.
Nah, for real.
You know what I'm saying? You getting love the black way.
Yeah.
Come here. Ha ha. What's happening?
Come on with that, man.
You in the Barclays.
You think was there any racial undertones to that?
No. I mean, it's always could be depending on who you're talking to. But at the end of the day, when you're talking about royals and protocol and shit like that, there's a way that they do shit that we don't know about and we don't care about really. Because they had a picture of Michelle Obama doing the same shit with the Queen.
But honest.
That's just black love, man. Nobody ain't thinking about what y'all talking about. We got our way of doing shit, and that's how it's going down.
Yeah,
I agree with that.
But to be some royalty, I mean, I guess, you know.
They're just regular.
Super regular. Dog.
But that's what royalty look like.
I guess when you ain't got to prove to nobody that you're royal.
You done been royal for hundreds of years. Everybody know. You running down going to get the hot shit from the mall?
I feel like the coronation was enough. This motherfucking head got awesome.
They got shit.
He got some interview shit on. He look like he about to get an interview. Over at Best Buy.
Somebody sold that shit up at the house, man.
Ain't even got a blazer on.
But notice the beauty of it. Like, they came to America and they were like, yo, we have to meet LeBron.
That's the king.
That's what LeBron said. He was like,
You came to see me. I was at work.
Yo, let me ask you a question. My job. This shit seemed weird to me, though. I saw the LeBron was courtside at the damn game. What game was this? He was at a game that he wasn't playing in. I've never seen a. Where was this shit at?
Come on.
He was at the Garden watching who? Who was it? The Blazers and the Knicks?
Watching Melo?
It was the Blazers. And, what the fuck is LeBron doing at the Knicks game?
He was in town. He had off day.
Nigga, you an NBA player. I never seen that. I thought, like, when you active, you don't go to other people's shit. Like, yeah,
you just don't see them.
Courtside, so that seemed like that was a whole lot. That was a whole lot. I know if I was from Cleveland and you lose the next game, I got some shit to say about.
No doubt.
Motherfucker, what was you doing?
I mean, everything that could be said about an NBA player has been said about LeBron, so you don't give a fuck at this point.
That's just, I mean, it's interesting because it's definitely exercising your privilege. I mean, why not go to courtside at every game if you're off? But it just seemed weird, like, to see somebody.
But, I mean, it's probably weird to you, but to them, it's probably like, we in town a day early, everybody else going to the club. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but you don't see that. You never seen it though, like that.
Well, you don't never see people in the club.
No, you don't see NBA players
at another game
when they currently in season. That's what I'm saying. This is something different,
right? So maybe he like, I ain't going to the club. I'm gonna go check out Melo and see what's happening.
I can see you at the football game or at the fight, but you at another NBA game. That just seemed weird to me.
He a fan?
Yeah, all right, man. But I mean, look, that don't mean. I mean, we all fans.
You know, so he can't go to the game?
It just seemed weird is what I'm saying. I've never seen that shit before.
All the motherfuckers on made the All-Star game.
You ain't never seen Larry Bird at the Bulls game. You ain't never seen Larry Bird go to see Magic play the fucking Bucks.
They had to catch a bus to Chicago back then. They ain't have a day off.
Listen, man. But that's what I'm saying. Like, you didn't see that shit.
It's the team that they playing in the same town. You know what I'm saying? Like, ain't that many cities got two teams in one town.
No, but it was the Blazers.
And where? The Knicks, right?
Oh, you said he was off because he was playing in Brooklyn.
Right. He was in town early to play Brooklyn.
He could have been at the 40-40 or something. I mean, it's interesting. It's interesting. It's interesting. It's weird to me. It's interesting. Maybe it's groundbreaking. I don't know. But the shit, I ain't never seen it before. It's weird to me is what I'm saying.
I had a little business meeting or something up in the
house. He might, man. But that shit is... Imagine that. Imagine Jordan at the fucking Utah Jazz game.
Eating a hot dog.
The Jazz against the Spurs. And Jordan's just chilling.
It probably has happened. They probably don't do courtside. They probably be in the box somewhere.
Yeah, maybe that.
Speaking of athletes, man, it's something I wanted to bring up.
And you know, it's
a whole new NBA.
It's a whole new NBA. And these cats, AAU cats, they done watched all the games. They done been friends. They done played all these tournaments together since they was 8. Yeah.
What I wanted to bring up is the backlash that athletes get when they take political stances. This kind of bothers me a little bit. The Rams came on the field and they had their hands up after the Ferguson trial. Rose from the Bulls.
Derrick Rose.
He had the shirt on and says, I can't breathe.
Yeah.
I supported that.
Yeah,
and everyone was going crazy. Like, you shouldn't take an opinion on the court. You shouldn't be out there. Like, there's a lot of backlash about them. What do you guys think about that?
Man, that ain't new, man. Everybody got something to say. You know what I'm saying? But they don't have, like somebody said the other day, they don't have nothing to say when we out here, you know what I'm saying, killing ourselves on the field, making these baskets. You know what I mean? So it's like, for me, it's obvious, you know what I mean? They are part of the culture more of the culture than we are a lot of times, you know what I'm saying? So they got a right to say what they want, man.
I saw somebody else even make the point that the NFL does the entire October for breast cancer.
Right.
So it's like, wait, so you could pick and choose your causes?
Hilarious.
You know what I mean? No shots at anybody that's got breast cancer, but it's just like a cause is a cause is a cause. It just seems interesting that when it's a cause that has to do with black people, it might be one of those things that like shell. Just like the kid, some dude, he did a touchdown dance, and I think he prayed or whatever, and I think he was Muslim. He was Muslim, so they were like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Meanwhile, when Tebow, they used to call it Tebow, and every time Tebow, he would do a whole thing nobody had nothing to do. It was one of his signature things. So, you know, it's always a double standard out in these motherfuckers.
Yeah, and then, you know what I mean? And a lot of times, you know, the people who have the most to say, they say it because they feel like they could impact the result. When the Rams did their thing, you know what I'm saying, and the people came back against it, you know what I'm saying, a lot of times it's coming back because we feel like we could push and pressure the league or the team into disciplining you because that's the way it is and that's the way historically it's been with black people in general, not just athletes in general. Somebody could say, just like the 911 callers, he got a gun in the store. They could call it in on you and then get you disciplined and dealt with. And that's what they do, man. They feel like, hey, man, if we make noise, if they going to make noise, we going to make noise. And that's what this whole shit is about. It's trying to even that shit out and level it out a little bit.
Shout out to Derrick Rose, man. Derrick Rose, right?
Yeah, Derrick Rose.
Yeah, shout out to him.
Yeah, I saw, did I tell you about, I saw the funniest meme, Derrick Rose shit. It was hilarious. It was a meme, because you know he was getting injured a bit, right? So it was a meme of him clapping, and underneath the meme it said, Derrick Rose needs 2 more claps to reach 32,000 claps this season. I thought that shit was hilarious, man. That shit was funny.
I'm confused. 30,000 claps?
32,000.
Because he's been out.
That's all he was doing. He's just clapping on the sideline. Oh, he was like, you need 2 more claps for 32,000 this season.
Oh, man.
I thought that shit was classic, man.
Oh,
man.
I think Derrick Rose made a misstep in the way he was communicating his sitting out because of his injuries. And everybody like, come on, man. You got sprained ankles, man. You got to keep playing. And he made a statement saying, you know, that he's, you know, thinking about his future. And, you know, he don't want to be, you know, after basketball going into meetings and, you know, having his back hurt or, his, you know, not being able to walk real good. And, you know,
he's like, listen, I got a life to lead.
You know, so fucked up. That'll make you tight if you just cut a motherfucker a check for millions of dollars. And they talk about, listen, I need to think about my future.
You want to think about
motherfucker,
the future.
I just paid it for right now.
You can make your future right now and give you my money back.
Shit.
Your future.
I know your future. We need to live in the present. This check here says presently you need to do what I asked you to do. I paid you millions of dollars. Fuck all of this.
So that's where the fans got a little pissed with Derrick Rose a little bit.
I mean, he's right. It's a bit to his point, though. He's right, though.
But
man,
you can't say that shit like that, man. Not when you just got $100 million check.
Nobody want to hear rich people complain, dog. Nobody. It's fucked up.
About the future. I mean, you gotta hit them with a bunch of. My man, D. Allen, we was talking about this the other night. And he was like, man, you just got to hit him with a bunch of cliches, man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's all good. You know, I'm going to get back as soon as possible, you know.
These things take time.
You know, these things, you got to hit them with all cliches and get back to business.
And
be vague like a fortune cookie.
You know what I mean?
you can't make too many pointed decisions when people feel like they put money up. You know what I mean? These fans are very entitled, especially when they know how much you got paid. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Fans are the worst. They're the most fickle people on earth, man. Just fickle. They love you when you up. When you down, he's the worst. He has no sensitivity to the game.
But they paying attention, and that's what you want anyway. You know what I'm saying? You can't believe the hype either way it go. If they say you the shit, you ain't the shit. And if they say you ain't shit, you ain't really not shit. You just trying to do what you could do. But they paying attention. So as soon as they not saying anything, that's when shit is fucked up. When they ain't saying shit about nothing, that means you are not striking the chord anymore.
I mean, I don't know the, but yeah, I mean, there's a lot of athletes out there that just like they just tore up. They can't walk straight. You know, they.
Right.
I don't know. When Derrick said that, I was like that I was supporting him. I was like, yo, good stuff.
Yeah, that makes sense, but
I hate you. I hate both
not
sides
after of, you sat out know, all last season.
I know.
And you know what I mean, and you voluntarily taking yourself out.
Because my dad can never say something like that, you know what I mean? Like in the building, I can't do that, I can't work because they have a...
I mean, anybody could say they can't work.
Imagine me telling my kids, "I can't." Hey, I got to think about my future here.
My recording thing.
You ever see that commercial where the father is saying that to his son? It says fathers can't take a day off. And then he got one where mothers can't. But the kids, it's like he calling in to work. He's like,
that's for the little baby in the crib.
Yeah, and the baby's like, motherfucker, I don't know what you're talking about. It was funny, man.
Yeah, man.
But athletes do get away with that. They can make those kind of, like a regular working class dude, you can't get away with
that. No, it ain't even an excuse. You know what I'm saying? Because if he hurt, he hurt. You know what I'm saying? It's just, again, the lingo that he used to express it. You know what I'm saying? Maybe he wasn't versed on his PR game yet. Maybe he hadn't dealt with that type of thing yet. But it was just wasn't the best thing to say in that position.
I would love to see a press conference for like a regular dude. Like for you, for example, like if you couldn't film for a while and we had a little press conference and you got up there and said, listen, people, I'm done with the filmmaking because I got to take a break.
Shit.
You know, it's the funny thing about athletes and politicians is there's scrutiny about your job. And it's a business to scrutinize what you're doing. We make like people, they get paid to sit up there and say how you fell short or how you overachieved it or how you could do more, how you didn't do as much. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? People pick your shit apart. So after a while, I can see a motherfucker saying, you know what? Fuck that shit. Listen. I got to think about me. But you got to do it in a way where, you know.
I mean, you could do that shit, you know what I'm saying? But you can't do that shit right off a year you done sent all the way out.
I don't even know what's going on. What did he say? Where did he say this and what did he say?
It was when he sprained his ankles and then he had a hamstring.
Yeah.
And so he was kind of taking it light. Even when he sprained his ankles, like, you know what I'm saying? He was, like, checking himself, like, you know, I'm coming out of the game. Like, so, you know, he took a few games off to kind of get his, you know what I mean, get his legs back together. Then he had the hamstring thing.
Because he blew his ACL twice, right?
He blew one knee, and then he blew something else in the other knee, the other leg.
That's two strikes.
Break too, man.
That's two strikes, Pop. So, I don't give a fuck.
I know where he at with. I feel every word that he's saying.
I'm playing in my warm-ups because I am not even sweating.
I'm
telling you.
I feel every word that he's saying.
He just didn't know how to word it.
I mean, that ain't what you...
No,
because, you know, you got Bulls fans that think they got a chance. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You was fresh off of being MVP. You are... Hey, man, we done bet the farm on you. You know what I'm saying? And now you telling us you know you want to think about the future. Think about this season, this championship.
How many times you think basketball players from Chicago say, nigga, I ain't Jordan. All right? I'm not Jordan. What the fuck? All right? Goddamn. I know he played with the flu.
They probably said all over the city for different reasons.
Fuck? All right, we get it.
Yeah, man, but he the closest thing. He right there from the city. He the sports American sports dream.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You play in the city. I love that. Play in the college right down the road. And then you came to the Bulls.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I want him to break down at a conference. I'm not Jordan. Just start crying at a press conference.
But I think that's probably the reason why he's a little more comfortable. And he's not.
He went nowhere. You know they always saying? Loved him.
Right. So he don't know what it feel like to go into a aggressive ass foreign market where they like, mother, you know what I'm saying? It's just scrutiny all day. Like, you know what I'm saying? He's in the same place. You know what I mean? He's
Derek,
in his
we
comfort.
Had enough of this, Derek.
Derek, goddammit. Okay. Shit. Nah.
he knows the local deacon.
Exactly. You know
of
exactly.
the community.
You can't be talking about your future right now. We need you on this coat.
This is not the time.
The other thing too is, man, like injuries are caught on tape now. Like, you know, you remember that? I forgot the dude's name where like half his leg broke, his shin.
Which one? Louisiana.
Where was the last one? Kevin Ware.
You see that?
Louisville. Paul George.
Even me, I saw that. I was like, you know what? I need to dial down.
How's Paul George?
On my activities.
Safely off Twitter. I know he was on Twitter saying slick shit.
Yeah, he ain't too good with the Twitter.
Yeah, he recovering though. He in his recovery mode. It'll be straight, man. Hopefully.
Speaking of Twitter, young homie Azalea Banks went after Iggy Azalea last week.
I saw that.
Called the Igloo Azalea.
Igloo, that's funny.
Man, she stayed on that mission. She, you know, that's her arch nemesis.
What do you guys think? Bitter? Is she bitter?
Nah, she keeping her battle going.
I'm gonna tell you this. It was effective because I actually downloaded her album after I saw those tweets, and her album's not that bad. It's all right. I was listening to something. So she got me.
You know what I mean?
Got me already.
But you know, I mean, it's all this hip hop, man. If rappers could go at each other and, you know, say what they want, you know what I'm saying? T.I. went at her like she was a grown ass man. So she got every right to come back however she want to come back.
I'm seeing hip-hop.
Slick out the mouth.
Hip-hop is sorting itself out for real, and it's good now. It's like it's this new generation that are like, listen, we got this. You know what I mean? Like, everybody, they've started to establish who the new crop of dope MCs are, you mm-hmm. know, as identified on that Control verse. And those cats have started to deal with that and step up into those roles accordingly. Like, I listened to the J. Cole album, mm-hmm. and he got a record. You know, like, they setting their sights right. at their peers now. They're not even concerned with what Jay and Nas right, and them right. cats is doing anymore. So, like, there's a slick line J. Cole say, when I'm down south, I'm the best in the south. When I'm in the west, I'm the best in the west. Something like that, to that effect. Now, you know, I'm paraphrasing. But basically letting them say, I'm that motherfucker. And then he got a line we say, and that goes for everybody if I left anyone out. So it's like kind of, you know, listen, I'm that motherfucker. You yeah. know what I'm saying? But then on the same album, there's this whole thing about there is no crown anymore, which makes it very holistic. Right, you know what right, I'm saying? Right. Like, we all number one. I don't like that. I like a little competition.
Right, right.
You know what I mean?
He but, made one for you.
Yeah.
How you think Jay and Ye feel about that not being considered in those conversations no more?
I mean, you know, they probably upset with it. They probably feel like they got, because that's going to bring them to the studio. And you know, it's either theirs to, it's kind of theirs to lose still on a certain level.
But you just said before, it's like, as long as the fans are talking, you know what I'm saying, then it's good. Like, you know what I mean? But if the fans stop talking, or if you stop being mentioned in the conversation, if the new jacks are just saying, you know what, you know, I ain't concerned with the old heads, I'm just going to focus on my peers.
Yeah, that's typically how it happens, though. Right. I mean, you get aged out, or you're in a different conversation.
Right.
You're on a different circuit now. You revered. They revere you to sleep. They right. OG you to sleep. Oh, nah. Peace.
You, OG.
Come on, you a legend.
I'm saying,
they talking about you like you dead when you alive. You, come on, you one of the greatest ever. Come on, well, I wouldn't disrespect
Let
you.
Let me buy you a drink.
You know what I mean? Like, I grew up listening to you. See, you, that, me and my mom.
That's how Drake got slapped.
Exactly. Probably.
Speculation.
You know what I'm saying? You know, it could. Listen, man. You know, it's one thing, that ego. And ego, you know, ego is a motherfucker. And then, you know, I don't know if that ego really, if you in a business that draws so much upon your ego, you know what I mean? You always got to summon that I'm that motherfucker. Right. You know what I'm saying? To even thrive in this business. And then when you meet somebody that's young and popping and they looking at you almost maybe, not old and washed, but established and in the way. You know what I mean? You in my chair, Pop. I appreciate it and everything. You know what I mean? But listen, that's my chair now. I need you to kind of, you know, we got a nice comfy chair for you over here. But it's not at the head of the table. We need you to, come on, Pops. Can you? And that's when Pops got to get up and slap fire out your ass or go to the other chair.
Well, what they do is they set up a whole nother table. In another room.
Yeah.
And then Eric, and nobody don't even come to your room no more.
Nah,
you in there by yourself watching TV.
Bingo.
Yeah. You hear everybody in the back. Ah!
Yeah. You just comment on that. Why y'all keep it down out there? Come on now.
These young bucks.
Nobody don't even come see you. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh. I mean, they asked Chris Rock the similar question at the Breakfast Club. They said, you know, are you still relevant? I forget what Chris said, but he was saying, like, I think he embraced I'm not as relevant as a Hannibal or anybody else, mm-hmm. but I still have a place, you know.
And then I like how he's doing it too. Like in that particular conversation, he was like, you know, at a certain point, I was Kevin Hart, you know, mm-hmm. when I was Kevin Hart, you know, when mm-hmm. he referenced some of his older stuff and he was saying where he was at mm-hmm. in the game, it's kind of. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of riding off of the energy that's really happening now, but he could take it and put it in his own perspective. Like, you know, I was that, you know what I'm saying? And I was this, you know, and I see all that, and I'm still here, you know?
Yeah. They say rising tides raise all ships.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? Like, this shit is only going to make comedy hot.
Right.
You know, so it's going to be a good one. Speaking of comedy and all that, where you at this week?
Just on a quick side
note. Go ahead.
I got a friend of mine. My friend of mine sent me this Biggie Illmatic mix.
Nigga, I sent you that.
Okay, I didn't want to know.
A friend of mine. I didn't want a friend of mine.
No, you. I didn't want to. He blew you. All right,
and alienated him earlier, so now he don't know how he know you like
Ali.
That.
You know what I'm saying?
It's called. Anyway, I did it all. That's why I kind of did it with some sarcasm behind it. Anyway, Ali sent me this download, and it's a mix. It's like they took the Illmatic instrumentals with the Biggie beat, with the Biggie lyrics.
Yeah.
And it's official, man. I'm typically not a fan of that.
Yeah.
Because I like the authenticity of the record. I don't like it to be messed around with, but this was a good one.
Yeah, I figured you would dig it. You know what I'm saying? You're a Nas fan like that.
I wasn't fucking with it. I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm like you. I don't like that. I don't like it typically.
But this one I like.
See, the thing about me was I didn't really like the Illmatic in the beginning. So to hear Biggie on it, it sounded real good.
This is actually better.
You know what I'm saying? But that's just me. You know what I'm saying?
I hear that.
I know. You know, D is a purist. So you know what I'm saying?
Very pure. On certain things. I appreciate shit, and it's, you know, it's true form.
Right, you authentic ass motherfucker.
Hey, man. That's nothing wrong with that, y'all.
Nobody said it was. I'm just saying
it like it is.
No,
oh,
I'm just
authentic ass.
Nah, I'm just 100%. Saying.
100%.
I really, you know what I'm saying, when I sent it, you know, sometimes some people,
I know how it is.
Some people you like, yeah, should I even send it to this nigga? This nigga's so picky.
You know what I'm
saying? But fuck it, I just jumped out the window. Like, you know what I'm
picky. Old picky.
Authentically picky ass.
You got to think twice, three times.
Man. Like, send it all, man. It is what it is.
Old picky.
If I like it, I like it. If I don't, it is what it is, man.
No doubt. Yeah, it wasn't nothing. Yeah, it was just, you know, a little pass along lane. Yeah.
They're looking at it.
It was a Ford, you know.
It wasn't nothing but old fucking Ford.
I was sitting there thinking about my future.
It was a shovel pass. Go ahead, man. Where you at, Vlad?
I will be at Levity Live tomorrow with Roddy Laney. And then I'm actually, I'll be at Levity Live for the weekend, January 2nd, 3rd, and 4th.
Okay.
I'm up there with Gina Brion. So I'll be up there, and then I got dates in between. LaughingVlad.com, come check me out. But again, I'll be at Levity Live tomorrow, and also the weekend of January 2nd, 3rd, and
4th. Word up.
Where you at, Muhammad?
Oh man, I'm winding it down for the year a little something. You know what I mean? So really, we taking time to focus on finish writing out the web series that we got dropping first quarter 2015, trying to make that right. You know what I mean? So that's what we'll be.
That's what it is. I'm going to be at the Knitting Factory in Brooklyn on Sunday. That's 9 p.m. And then I'm at the Stand on Tuesday the 16th. Y'all should come through there. But beyond that, you know what to do. Follow us on SoundCloud, In The Conversation. Subscribe to us on iTunes, man. Like the fan page, man. Start talking. Let's get this conversation popping, man. We appreciate the support. You know what I mean? And tell a friend to tell a friend to get in the motherfucking...
Conversation.
And we out. Peace.